friends. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. And I know today your English is going to improve. Well, guess what? September is here, and of course, that's very exciting. That means it's the start to a new school year. And of course, school means studying, right? Well, that means it's definitely time to study. Well, we have a great lesson today called Make the Most of Your Study Time. So, of course, we are going to learn some very important study tips. First, don't memorize too much at one time. Sounds like a very important tip. Second, study in different locations. And third, write information down by hand. Well, let's go hit the books and see what we can learn about studying. Let's go.
Make the most of your study time. Try these tips to study smart. Time to study. Some students can't wait to hit the books. Others wish they could be doing anything else. For students, studying can't be avoided. But study time doesn't have to be a pain. Here are some ways to make it more useful. Rather than memorize a lot of information at one time, break it up. If you must learn a long list of words, learn 5 or 6 at a time. Then review them before learning the next 6.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 hit the books 这个成语。Hit 原来是指打，但是 hit the books 不是指打书，其实就是指 K 书或者是用功读书。例如 the test is tomorrow, I really need to hit the books now. 明天就要考试，我现在真的必须要 K 书了。或者是 since last week, Josh has been hitting the books for his final. Josh 为了准备期末考，从上一周就开始 K 书。继续我们看的是 memorize 这个动词 ,M-E-M-O-R 这个字根有记忆的意思。所以 memorize 是指记住或熟记。例如 Jason memorized all his clients' phone numbers. Jason 记住了他所有客户的电话号码。或者是 our teacher asked us to memorize this poem. 我们老师要求我们要熟背这首诗。它的名词是 memorization, M-E-M-O-R-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ,he needs to work on his memorization to be able to act. 他要会演戏必须加强背剧本的功力。
I had a chance to go back to university or maybe take classes in a certain subject. I would probably take some marketing classes because I like the idea of advertising and figuring out how to market ideas. What about you, Rebecca? What kinds of classes interested you?
Interesting question. Let's see. Well, if I could go back to school, or if I would go back to school, you know, I would really like to get an education degree. I would like to get my teaching certificate.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So you could go and teach in maybe even more places around the world.
That's right. I do enjoy teaching quite a bit, and I think it would just make me more...marketable.
Ah, very nice word. Well, friends, let's take a look at our lesson today. You want to make the most of your study time. Of course, everyone enjoys different classes, right? And you want to make the most of each time you have in class, especially as you're getting back into a new school year. Make the most of your time. You only have so much time. What does it mean to make the most of it? That means you're using that time in the best way possible.
That's right. And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, let's say that you're taking a trip to Europe. Make the most of your time in Europe. And I would recommend that you check out some of the beautiful parks, but don't miss out on all those amazing museums.
All right, make the most of your trip to Europe. Make the most of your vacation. Wherever you go around the world, don't just sit in your hotel room watching TV all day long. Make the most of your vacation. Get out, go to the beach, or go somewhere local and see what's going on. Learn something new. Well, we're going to make the most of our time here at Studio Classroom today. We read, try these tips to study smart. So later in our lesson, we do have some tips that will help you study even better.
That's right, and here in our lesson we read Time to Study. Of course, it's September, and since it's September, that means that most of you are probably back in school. Actually, I got my bag right here. I think I am ready to go to school too. Not really. But anyway, continuing with our lesson, we read, Some students can't wait to hit the books. Wait, Gabe, hit the books.
Mm-hmm.
Does that literally mean you hit the books?
No. Rebecca, don't hit your magazine like that. No, actually, it's more like in this picture where the students are maybe going to the library and they're studying their books. That's what it means to hit the books. It means you're not out playing video games or doing something else. You're studying the books that you need to use for school.
So, for example, I could say, I'm sorry, I can't go to the movies tonight. I must go home and hit the books.
That's right, Rebecca. I can't go to the theater. However, we can use this word hit when talking about other things. For example, let's hit the theaters tonight. Let's go out and watch a movie. Or let's hit the road. That means we need to get going. And we do need to get going to see Steve and Ken in the information cloud. They have something they'd like to share with us about nouns and adjectives. Let's join them now.
Let's hit the info cloud.
Hit the info cloud.
Yes.
You got that.
What are the four major language roots that make English what it is today? Well, first and foremost is the Germanic Anglo-Saxon language, the earliest form of English.
The other three are French, Latin, and Greek. The mixture of these four languages helped to create English's rich vocabulary, but they create some confusion too.
Yes, like...when we encounter an Anglo-Saxon-based English word that has lost its Anglo-Saxon adjectival form. For example, the noun finger. What's its adjectival form? Fingerly or fingerish? No, it's the Latin-based word digital.
Here are a few more pairs of Anglo-Saxon nouns with their Latin-based adjectives. Water and aquatic.House and domestic, moon and lunar.
Looking at these two words, moon and lunar, you would not think that they're related, but they are. I'm sorry, more headaches for you English learners.
Okay, now there are certain Anglo-Saxon adjectives that have survived. Where these and Latin-based adjectives both exist, we have a choice. For instance,With the noun mother, we can choose either the Anglo-Saxon-based motherly or the Latin-based maternal.
Mm-hmm. For the noun book, we also have a choice between the adjectives bookish and literary.
你有没有想过为什么英文里头很多的名词并没有跟它类似的形容词，只有少数的名词像mother 有 motherly 这个形容词 book 有 bookish 这个形容词要了解这个问题我们必须了解英文是如何发展的古英文源自 Anglo-Saxon language 盎格鲁撒克逊语也就是现今英格兰这个地区的人说的英语但后来英文受到了法文拉丁文跟希腊文的影响就导致原本 Anglo-Saxon language 的形容词渐渐地消失了取而代之的是以拉丁文为基础的形容词像 water 的形容词 aquatic 就源自拉丁文 house 的形容词 domestic moon 的形容词 lunar 跟 finger 的形容词 digital 全都源自拉丁文这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Thanks, guys. So we have water and aquatic, house and domestic. These are related words. Well, Let's continue on with our lesson as we learn about studying. We read, others wish they could be doing anything else. So in other words, some people would like to hit the books and other people wish they could do something other than hit the books.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a little vote. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Who out there would rather hit the books? Raise your hand if you can't wait to hit the books. Huh? Good,
me.
Good, good.
Me,
okay.
Yes.
Now raise your hand if you wish you could be doing anything else besides hit the books. That's me. Both hands. Yep.
So, Gabe, in other words, you would rather not be studying.
Well, exactly. I don't really want to go back to school right now. I am interested in taking some classes in the future, but not right now. I don't want to hit the books right now, Rebecca.
Well, Gabe, the good news is you don't have to hit the books right now, but I think we do need to continue with our lesson. We read, for students, studying can't be avoided, but study time doesn't have to be a pain. Ooh, I like that word, a pain. This just means that something might be very annoying.
That's right, it's annoying or unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
You just wish you didn't have to deal with it. For example, driving so far to work is a real pain for Mandy. She has to drive an hour and a half to work and an hour and a half back. That is a big pain.
Wow, that is a real pain. Well, here's another example. Well, let's say you're on a road trip. You could say something like, watch the exit signs. It will be a real pain if you miss the exit, because then you'll have to get off at the wrong exit. You'll have to turn around. That sounds like a pain.
It's kind of annoying. Well, friends, what is a pain to you? Let's continue on here. Here are some ways to make it more useful, okay, your study time. First, we read, rather than memorize a lot of information at one time, break it up. If you must learn a long list of words, learn 5 or 6 at a time, then review them before learning the next 6. So break up your study time and the things you need to do. We have more tips right after this, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Well, this is also the place where we talk about study tips. And yes, I've got my bag right here and there's some books inside. I think I'm ready to hit the books. How many of you are ready to hit the books? Ah, I think many of you are ready to study. Well, you know, when you're in school, studying is very, very important, actually. It's something you kind of have to do. Well, today we are talking about study tips, and we have a few more tips for you, so let's continue with our lesson.
Make the most of your study time. Do you always study in the same place? Try a new location. Research shows that studying the same thing in different places helps you remember it better. Each time you change locations, your brain forms new associations with the material. You remember information better when you write it by hand. Typing will not profit you in the same way. Write things that you want to remember down on a piece of paper.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 association 这个名词。Association 在这里是指联想。如果要说明与哪件事物的联想，是用 with 这个介系词。例如A common association with the color red is passion and love. 红色这个颜色一般的联想是热情或爱情。Association 也指关联或交往。例如 ,the association of these two prominent families lasted for over 30 years. 这两个望族交好长达30年以上。最后我们看的是 profit 这个字。Profit 当名词是指利益或好处，但是 profit 在今天的课文中是动词。 意思是指使某人得到好处。例如 This contract profits not only our company but also your side. 这个合同不仅对我们公司有利，你们这一方也得到好处。 Profit 也指得到利益，如果要说明从哪里得到利益，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 Many people have profited from the low carb diet. 许多人因为采取这种低淀粉的餐点而变得健康。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Our tip here is try to study in a different place. The last sentence of this tip says, each time you change locations, your brain forms new associations with the material. So you think of something related when you're in a different place. Rebecca.
Yeah.
Can we play the word association game?
Yes, let's do it.I will say a word and you say the next word, the first word that comes to your mind.
Okay, and then you'll say the next word after I say my word,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Okay. Shirt.
Pants.
Shoes.
Socks.
Feet.
Ooh, smelly.
stinky.
Tofu. All right, friends, that's how you play the word association game. It's quite fun. Rebecca, what time is it?
It's twin time.
Let's join Serena and Christina in the closer look.
Hi friends, welcome back to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena. Today, we will take a closer look at the phrase break it up, which means to divide or separate into different sections or parts. Let's take a look at today's sentence from the article.Rather than memorize a lot of information at one time, break it up. When a big exam is coming up, it takes days, even weeks, to study. Studying it all in one day might be impossible. So breaking it up and studying different sections a day will probably make studying easier. Here is an example sentence.Instead of reading the whole book in one day, break it up and read two chapters a day. Reading a couple chapters of a book is how some people read, because some books are way too long to read in one sitting. All right, now I'm going to teach you all another meaning for the phrase break it up. Let's say two people are arguing with each other and you want them to stop fighting. You would say to them,Break it up, break it up. In other words, you are telling them to stop. Okay, let's take a look at another example sentence using the second meaning. Break it up before somebody gets hurt. You might hear this from police officers or security guards who are trying to stop a fight. All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today.We will see you next time on A Closer Look.
Thank you, ladies. Well, the next tip we learn is you remember information better when you write it by hand. Now, if you write something by hand, that just means that, yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, Gabe, you're doing it right. And just as you see in the picture, you are writing by hand.
That's right. You're not using a computer to type out your information.Okay, so this might help you remember information. Typing will not profit you in the same way. It won't help in the same way. Write things that you want to remember down on a piece of paper. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's words and phrases with a fun game in the SC Challenge.
Let's go. Welcome to the SC Challenge, and today we have Josh.
Hi, everyone.
And Amanda.
Hello.
And we're very excited about today's SE Challenge, and we are going to see how well you know or remember the words from today's lesson. So I'm going to read a sentence, and Josh and Amanda are going to see if they can figure out what the missing word is. And friends, you try to figure out the missing word as well. And of course, you see the words right here in front of me, so it should make it much easier. Okay, are we ready?
Ready to go.
And Amanda?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. So the first question is, it was very difficult for Judy to blank her lines for the play. Josh.
I know.
Memorize.
Memorize. It was very difficult for Judy to memorize her lines for the play. Very good. Josh has 1 point. Okay, Amanda, are you ready for this one?
I'll try.
Okay, next question. You better get more gas for the car soon. It will be a big blank if you run out while driving in the tunnel. Yes.
I think I know. Is it pain?
Pain. I think you got it. Yes. You better get more gas for the car soon. It will be a big pain if you run out while driving in the tunnel. Okay, friends. Josh and Amanda both have 1 point. They are tied. Let's see who is going to win. Last question. Unfortunately, Peter had to write the entire essay blank.
I think I know.
Josh.
By hand?
By hand. That is correct. Unfortunately, Peter had to write the entire essay by hand. Great job. Well, you both did a fabulous job today. And Josh, you are our winner with 2 points. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having us.
It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. And friends, I hope that you are able to fill in the missing words as well. And we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
Study is a word we don't usually like to hear because we usually associate it with school and tests. But we need to keep learning things all our lives. The way to learn things is to study about them.
I think we don't like the word study because we think it is so difficult. It doesn't sound like fun, for sure.
That's true, but it can be very satisfying to learn new things and be able to use them so there are tips that can make studying easier.
One of the hardest things is remembering what you are learning. We study so many things, it's hard to remember them. There is a good tip for memorizing. Do you remember it?
Yes. Break up the information. Just learn a few things at a time. Then review them before learning any more. That's a very good tip. What's another tip that was suggested?
Try studying in different locations. Research shows that if you study in different locations, it helps you remember things better.
It certainly sounds worth trying. Some research says writing things by hand instead of using the computer will also help you remember them better. That might be worth a try. Whatever you do, always review,
review,
review.
Thank you, ladies. Well, Gabe, I think I'm going to go hit the books.
All right. Well, remember to maybe try a different location this time instead of the usual place.
Right.
Friends, we do have more tips to learn next time right here at Studio Classroom.